This is 88.5 FM. I'm Andy Chanley, and I've interviewed hundreds of people in my life. This is the first time I've interviewed a movement. We're here with members of the so-called Paisley Underground, and joining me is Steve Wynn, the casino magnate.
No, don't do that.
No, not that.
Please don't.
Different
please
person
don't.
Entirely.
You got off on a bad foot.
Steve
We're
Wynn.
We're still friends, but watch it.
Steve Wynn of the Dream Syndicate. Different person entirely. Danny Bonaire.
Yes.
Fan club president for Tagus, the Swedish band.
And that's not fair. And you said it.
Our returning champion, Vicky Peterson of the Bengals. Good to have you
hey,
here.
Hey, good to see you, Andy.
Thanks so much for joining us. Now, for people that are uninitiated, I want to get right to a song in a second, but the Paisley Underground is that movement of music, the name that was given to the movement of music, that kind of got sandwiched between punk and new wave and hair metal in Los Angeles. I guess I think of, you know, when people think of the L.A. music scene in the 80s, they'll think of Gazzaris and Motley Crue right. and Guns N' Roses. Tell me about the clubs you guys were playing, the Anti-Club, where is that, Little Armenia? Cathay de Grand and Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Where else were you guys playing? Where were your stomping grounds?
Club 88, the Music Machine. We discussed that,
The Whiskey and the Roxy.
Absolutely.
Even, at a certain point, I mean, early on even.
Encore we played.
I'm blank. Al's Bar. That was.
Oh yes, downtown. Al's Bar.
That's one I'm really nostalgic about when I think about Al's Bar shows.
We played the Concert Factory in Orange County.
That sounds fancy.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
It was the night after we performed on MV3, which was the same time.
Yes.
kids touched us because all of a sudden we were on TV. It was very amazing.
You're a star.
If you were in any of those clubs in the early 80s, maybe you rubbed elbows with these guys. Let's get into one of these songs. We're talking about a tribute to different bands that represent the Paisley Underground. And we have the Bengals, Dream Syndicate, Rain Parade, and the 3 O'Clock doing a few songs each of each other's on this new album that's out now. Let's hear one of the tracks that you guys have done for us. This is When You Smile from the Days of Wine and Roses album. It's the Rain Parade covering the Dream Syndicate on 88.5 FM.
Small than bones in our sack. to do. Lose myself in a minute or two. It seems like the end of the world when you smile. When you smile, I don't know what to do. I lose myself in a minute or two. It seems like the end of the world when you smile. It seems like the end of the world when you smile.
That's When You Smile from, probably, would you say, Steve, of the Dream Syndicate, would you say that's the album that people recognize most from the heyday of the Dream Syndicate?
Probably, if you had to pick one, yeah. The Days of Wine and Roses is the one that is, yeah, is our...
One you're most proud of, perhaps, or...
I like them all. And I know that's people just say that, but I like all four records in different ways. But it is the one that people connect to maybe first. I don't know. It's hard to say.
Danny Bonaire is here from the 3 o'clock. Let me ask you this question. When I think of the aesthetics of other 80s bands, like we were talking a minute ago about hair metal, I have a specific thing in mind with, Final Net, Hairspray, and so forth for some of the metal bands. What is the overarching aesthetic of the Paisley Underground? Is it just an affinity for 60s music? Because I hear so many different flavors when I listen to each of the bands that it seems that it's pretty diffuse. What does it conjure in your head?
We only listen to Striper. I think what happened was is that I came in right at the end of Salvation Army, and as I say in the notes, I say I would have been a fan of every one of these bands, including Salvation Army, because I was buying the records. I bought the first singles, and I was very passionate about it. I think it was like, walking into a room and stumbling upon people that were so like-minded that didn't have exactly the same taste, but you could actually talk to them, or you could say, have you ever heard this song? And they'd go, no. And that was one of those things where I think it was sort of exciting to see like-minded individuals, each taking their own slice of a pie of a certain period and making up their own.
Danny Bonaire of the 3 o'clock. We're also joined by Steve Wynn of Dream Syndicate and Vicky Peterson from the Bangles here on 88.5 FM, talking about the Paisley Underground Band. Let's hear a song that you did, Danny. This is Getting Out of Hand, Bangs mm-hmm. song, actually. I looked up online.
It's Bangs era.
I looked up online, Vicky. Do you know that original 45s of this are going for $400?
Wow, it's gone up. Yeah. Awesome.
I have one.
I have a couple.
Get into the attic. Yeah, time to go get those on eBay. All right, so this is Getting Out of Hand. It's the 3 o'clock on 88.5 FM. Getting Out of Hand, that is the 3 o'clock doing the Bangles song. You'll find it on the 3x4 album that's just come out, and we'll tell you more about that in just a couple of minutes. Vicky, last time I talked to you, you and the Bangles were doing a show down at Pershing Square kicking right. off last summer. And I think it was you that I brought up the Rodney Bingenheimer documentary, The Mayor of Sunset Strip, because it's such a great photograph of the late 60s and the 70s music scene in Los mm-hmm. Angeles, all that Sunset Strip and everything it had to go with it. Pick up the story in 1981. What's the LA music scene feel like as you're just starting to get into it?
Well, just because you mentioned Rodney, I want to point out and continue that thread and say that Rodney was the first person who ever played the Bangs on the radio.
Really?
I think it's also true for the 3 o'clock, is it?
And Dream Syndicate. Definitely.
And probably Rain Parade as well. We don't have a...
And my first band, The Quick.
Really?
And The Quick, first time I ever heard myself on the radio.
For people that don't know, for another generation that are just listening to this, my friend Chris Carter did, of Dramarama, did the documentary on him. Rodney was such a gentle soul. And still is.
And still is.
And never, he is still on the air, and he has never been in the music industry for himself.
No.
He's someone who just delighted in being around you guys and sharing your music with people. And that's why when he did this documentary that Cher and David Bowie and everybody said, I'll do it. I'll sit down for him. Because they realized that he was in it for the love of the music. How important was that to have a champion on the radio in market number two to help you?
Huge.
And you know it's real. It is real with Rodney. It absolutely is. And he was such a champion, definitely of the Bangs. He had us come in. We took over his show a couple of times. And just, you know, just knowing that on, you know, Friday or Saturday night, you might hear your own band on the radio was phenomenal. And Rodney was that guy. And he was that guy through the entire run. You know, and we had him introduce us, you know, in 2000 when we played at, you know, on the Sunset Strip again, because he is a part of our history, and he still is to this day, you know, and he's just a huge heart and soul of LA music. He's the guy who he put things together. I mean, it comes up in the documentary, but yeah, lots of love to Rodney. And we actually name checked him earlier today when we were recording here in the studio and said, Rodney should be here. This is crazy.
Oh, yes, you know. He should.
It's Godhead.
It's Godhead.
Let's play another song from this.
Actual Bangles.
All right. Rodney.
This is off the 3x4 album. I want to do Hero Takes a Fall. Now, this is you, Steve, the Dream Syndicate, covering this song of the Bangles. But Little Birdie told me that this song was actually perhaps inspired by you. Do you want to elaborate on that at all?
Sure, because there is no truth that I can figure out on this one. But as far as I was told back then when it came out, the Scuttlebutt was the song was about me. And I've been, since we made this record, and I think the reason, first of all, I love the song, and the reason the Dream Syndicate covered that song on 3x4 is partially because we had to, I mean, because song is allegedly about me. And I've been told since then by actual Bangle writers that the song was composite, and it's actually, I'm part of the inspiration, but it's a composite. And I have to say, even though this song is a brutal takedown of somebody too big for their britches, even though the song has very pointed commentary about the protagonist's connection to his mother and psychophants, even though it wishes maybe this person be taken down a few pegs, I'm a little disappointed that the song isn't about me.
I never said it wasn't about you. I never said it was not about you.
Thank God it's not about me.
Because I'm so vain, I probably have
You probably
the
think the song is about you. It's a non-denial denial.
Make up your own minds. Hero Takes a Fall, the Dream Syndicate covering the Bangles on 88.5 FM.
Told you stories. You substitute with girls that tell you more. Suddenly your psycho fans are chanting at your door. We're seeing through you now. I've seen it all before, and I won't feel sad at all. When the hero takes a fall, when the hero takes a fall.
a virtue. For you it is the one fatal flaw. Sitting on your throne, drinking, thinking, she'll return your call. And the story has got an end. Look out, here it comes, here it comes. And I won't feel sad at all. When the hero takes the fall. When the hero takes the hero.
Hero Takes a Fall. That's the Dream Syndicate covering the Bangles on this 3x4 compilation of songs that are tributes by different members of the Paisley Underground. And I was thinking about how you guys came together. And I know that you found certain members through ads, as many bands have done. Like you guys, Vicky, you guys found Susanna in the newspaper, right?
And yeah, sort of in a roundabout way, yes.
Steve, didn't you find someone in the Recycler?
Yeah, Carl Percota, our original guitarist.
Was
yeah.
the Recycler? Was that? Yes. Was that the band?
It was the thing.
Oh yeah, that's
Recycler was the Craigslist of the day. It was the internet of the day.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
Now going ahead, once you guys have been established a little bit. I've always been curious about this, and it never dawned on me. Prince comes around once you're established, and he starts seeing Bangles shows and offers you guys the song Manic Monday. Then later establishes his recording setup and his label as Paisley Park. Is that lifted from this movement of music? Do you know? Is it related?
Is it?
I never asked him.
Well, okay. You know, I do know that when we put our first album on IRS, Arrive Without Traveling, he had his psychedelic album, Around the World in a Day, and we had a lot of couplings of reviews. So he saw our video, Her Head's Revolving, and I think Susanna Hoffs told her then boyfriend Lewis from 3 o'clock that he liked the video, and so I think he liked the Bangles, and I think he liked obviously the vibe, and that record is sort of his psych record, and he probably just, the word Paisley is up for anybody to use.
It obviously resonated with him somehow. Yeah,
yeah definitely. Sure.
It's interesting.
And he likes purple.
I find it interesting then you lot, influence Prince in an unexpected way.
he came to our first show in First Avenue, Minneapolis, like in early 83. And that was one of those first bits of excitement, like a famous person's at our show. Wow, Prince.
So cool. Said,
do you know Prince is here? Like, well, really? Wow. I think he left early, though. Okay.
This is 88.5 FM. We're talking to Steve Wynn of the Dream Syndicate, Danny Bonera, the 3 o'clock, and Vicky Peterson of the Bangles. And Steve, I wanted to ask you, I listen to songs. I've been doing a lot of listening back to some of these bands. Songs like Tell Me When It's Over from the Days of Wine and Roses we mentioned earlier still holds up well. Do you think MTV just had a stick and didn't feel like this music was poppy enough for them? It wasn't, vibey enough for the Reagan generation. Why do you think that MTV didn't embrace the music that you were making? Because, in later years, there are other bands in the 90s, Stone Roses and whatever, that had not dissimilar, vibes. They were playing vibey music. What's your thought on that?
Did you know Tell Me When It's Over is about Red Cross?
There you go.
It is.
No, I did not know that.
There's some dirt.
What?
I will just go there for a second because I was going to say, we never talked about this.
We never talked about this.
Andy, I'm sorry to skirt around.
Sorry.
I'll come back to this, but it's a good story. That song, Tell Me When It's Over, very early on, we were just hunting for gigs like all of our bands did. We played a club called The Vex in Hollywood, and we opened for Red Cross. And
wow.
Actually, it wasn't... Jeff was 14 and Steve was 11, I think.
Yeah, I saw that
early.
And they were going on the Posh Boys, 1982, and they were managed by Craig Lee, the wonderful Craig Lee, rest in peace.
Him.
And he he was managing them, and we at that point were kind of getting, you know, some a fair amount of attention, and the club owner wanted us to headline, and Craig went to this whole diatribe like, when you guys have paid your dues, you can headline a band like that. 14 and 11 year old band.
They paid their dues,
but
man.
He was so much. And I guess this comes on. This is how things were then. You know, for bands like us, we're just coming up. Everyone was, especially in LA, would tell you, this is how it is. This is how you make a record. This is the kind of band you have to be. This is how you go out and do all this stuff. And we didn't know about that. And in a way, we all didn't care to our advantage. And I wrote that song. You know what? Tell me when it's over. Just let me know when it's done. And that was inspired by that event.
Oh, that's so great.
So that was kind of but that song was a kind of a thing where you're saying the way we felt like we are outsiders. And this will come around now to your thing. We really, at that time, we were outsiders. We were not, very quickly bands like X embraced what we were doing. And some of the bands were hip to like what we were doing. But we didn't belong to anything. Didn't belong to the hair metal scene you're talking about. Didn't belong to the punk scene, the ska scene. The mods embraced, Salvation Army and 3 o'clock, but we were just outsiders. So to answer your question, as time went on, when MTV started happening, and look, MTV was just fine with the Bangles and just fine with 3 o'clock, and we got played too. But I think in some ways, we remained in some way outsiders. I wouldn't call the Bangles outsiders, or you had big hits, but we were kind of always throughout the whole thing, flying our own flag. So. There's also a situation where I think over time, stuff that is on the outside gets accepted in a certain way. As you see, the Stone Roses, fine. Yeah, they did. I heard they were very influenced by 3 o'clock.
Is that right?
I know Alan McGee pretty well, and from Creation Records, and he's told me probably 100 times that Stone Roses were very influenced by early 3 o'clock. And Michael Corsio from 3 o'clock says he was sent an original demo that they sent to Michael as fans. But even recently, Alan McGee told me again, Stone Roses were, two bands they loved were Primal Scream and the 3 o'clock.
Wow.
So it's kind of weird.
Let's play one more song off of this 3x4 album. And this is the Bangles covering the Rain Parade off the Emergency Third Rail Power Trip album in 83. Talking in My Sleep. This is the Bangles on 88.5 FM.
No.
Talking in My Sleep, that's the Bangles covering the Rain Parade. We're here talking about all things Paisley Underground with Steve Wynn of the Dream Syndicate and Danny Bonera, 3 o'clock, and Vicki Peterson. Thank you guys so much for coming by and sharing this with us. I think it's so illuminating, and for people that don't know about this time in Los Angeles, it's kind of a lost chapter. It's something that I think many people that weren't at your shows came to after the fact, yeah, and realized, oh, that happened. And so to have you tell these stories is really interesting. And I want to talk about this album. It's 3x4. The name is because each of the bands do three songs by the others. Bangles do three songs by the 3 o'clock, Rain Parade and Dream Syndicate. Dream Syndicate do three. The others follow the way it's supposed to go. Steve does whatever he wants because he's hero. Steve. There we go.
There you go.
Some things don't change.
But this is an infinitely fun album. It's available now, so go out and buy it wherever fine records are sold. But what's next? What's going to happen? Are you guys going to play these songs out? You're going to get together and gig? Because it really seems like you guys, it was herding cats to get you in here, get you away from each other,
no
to
kidding.
Break up the bands, to get you in this room.
We honestly like each other and are fans of each other and like hanging out and playing together. The only thing getting in the way is just logistics,
because
there's a lot of us. But we do want to do more things. And this was great today here, being at the studios here, to be able to play music together, because we just can't do it often. I'm sure something will happen where we can do a show. And hopefully for your listeners here, if it's going to happen anywhere, it's going to happen in LA, because most of the people live in California. I think all but a few, the Rain Parade and a couple of Dream Syndicates, we're all pretty much around here. So if anything's going to happen, hopefully in maybe the first half of this year, there'll be some show. So just stay tuned.
All right. Well,
we're trying to make that happen.
Yeah.
It's the desire is there.
Yes.
Let me put it that way.
Let us know about it, and we'll get the word about it, and we'll be there. Can't
Great.
Wait for
Kidding.
It. Steve, Danny, Vicki, thanks so much for joining us. There you go. A little taste of the Paisley
Thank
Underground.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Andy.
Yeah.
It's 88.5 FM.